I must say, in the reading that I've done on this, it keeps striking me the number of times I read that community justice groups have been doing this and doing that. The demands upon them seems to be very high. What do you say, Elaine? You're with the one in Cherbourg, the Baramba.
As their role expands, most of our justice group members are fully employed. And just a prime example was one of them had to go away for some training. And the week that he was away, he lost all his wages. Mm. So I mean, they wear many hats as well.
Mm.
It begs the question then about making sure there is adequate resourcing, because as part of our consultative process on the ground, we've identified that there is a critical need for our justice groups to have the necessary resourcing to cover these sorts of circumstances, because if you're going to be out of pocket just for conducting a civil duty, well, it really isn't a civil duty. It's legislated processes that need to be undertaken, and if they're not going to be given due recognition, then it's just lip service. It's really a stakeholder that's not really being empowered to deliver the service that they've been entrusted to do. Yes.
And Chair, if I may add to Leon, the community justice groups to be aware are legislated with the Penalties and Sentences Act. That's a huge concern, is that they're legislated. I know that, and I'm not here advocating the Department of Justice Attorney Generals, but I know that they're going through a review of the community justice groups.
Yes,
and it seems to be, if you sign up the alcohol management plan or have it imposed upon you, whatever angle you look at it from, then you'll get some limited dollars. But it's that whole confusion. Why do we legislate and then not resource community justice groups to fulfil their statutory obligations?
Yes, it seems to be a problem. Yes, Lynn.
Sorry, go on, you go.
No, it's just with the justice group, like they're saying, all our members are employed except for one person. And we find it difficult to have them attend meetings during the day. If we want to have a justice group meeting, we'll try to have it after work, and that's not really good because government people who come into the community come in there during the working hours. And we spoke about that problem with the Department of Justice and Attorney General, who are our funding body now, and we said we had problems because people were concerned about losing, you know, like loss of wages and stuff like that. And they advised us that they were going to start talking to those department heads. For instance, we've got people working in health and people working in organisations that are funded by department communities and people like that. So they're going to look at talking to, at another level, about having justice group members released to go to conferences and stuff like that. So,
yes.
So we haven't heard anything different yet, and we're not really resourced enough. I'm the only employee with the Woorabinda Justice Group, and I'm run off my feet. And I got no assistance there with all that administrative stuff. I've got to do pre-sentence reports. I appear in court to support offenders and victims. Adults and children, there are two different court days, and we also attend to youth justice conferencing. So, yeah, we do a whole heap of stuff. We're not just worrying about the alcohol management plan.
No.
It's a lot
well,
of
that
other
goes
things.
Back to what I said. The more reading I did, the more tasks I saw were being put upon the community justice groups.
Yes.
It really, and I know when I met with the community justice group on Thursday Island, the chair was the local taxi driver. Now, we expected him to make himself available to meet us when we went up there during the day, which is obviously time he had to take away from his taxi. It's a problem. I'm told there's Mr. Connolly from the Yarrabah Justice Group in the back. Did you want to say something, Mr.
Yeah,
Connolly?
Yes, on the question I've raised here.
Yes?
One thing we need to understand,
Sorry, is that being recorded?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
The lack of funding that we get as justice groups in Queensland in general. I mean, last year I'd done 116 mediations. Not once was I consulted by the police. They just sent me a form requesting mediation to be done. Most of my time, I spent up till 8, 9 o'clock at night running mediations and trying to get onto my 7 kids at night. Now, the demands on justice group is too high. the legislation states that we're, you know, mainly supposed to be in court duties. Why wear the title of justice group if we're not delivering justice for our people? That's my main concern. The title that was given isn't appropriate for what we do. You know?
Yeah, okay.
They see us as an extra extension of the police. That shouldn't be the case. Justice, I believe, we should be there for our people. But the thing I wanted to make mention earlier on, I think the biggest problem that we face is what our two politicians have just mentioned. Indigenous people are still not recognized as people of this country. It's a big problem. That's the only way we can overcome issues and social problems in our community is to first give recognition and then look at the appropriate resourcing we need for our communities. Now, my biggest disagreement recently was signing up for the welfare reform package. $14 million for Yarrabah should have been ours anyway. I live in the same country like
right.
everyone else.
Well, we'll come back to that
sort of stuff,
after lunch.
That sort of stuff impacts on how justice is run in our community. Because these are the day-to-day issues that we get to face. And when we're not working with the police, you got big problems to deal with.
Okay.